Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode number 52. Lou, where's your bass? You're supposed to play the intro.
It's your bass.
Whatever, where's the bass?
It's in the other room.
Whatever. Wing it. Perfect.
No, I liked it. It's like the Seinfeld type.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So with me today is Double L. We got Lou, and we got Leander. And it is episode 52, the regular 52, the same old 52.
Not an alternate universe 52?
It could be alternate universe, where we're completely different. Where we're actually nice people.
Yeah. Where we're funny.
Lou volunteers at his local church.
Yep. I'm straight.
You're straight, and you hate, I don't know.
I joined the KKK.
You joined the KKK.
Because, right, the opposite of a gay black man is a straight white man in the KKK. There's no middle ground there.
Nothing.
Oh, you.
I know.
Naturally, that is where that goes. So, thank you for listening to our podcast, and we're going to plug our usual stuff. Our Facebook, you can go there and, I don't know, like it. We also, if you want to get in touch with us, it's podcast@capesandscowls.com. Lou, you have a thing coming up. Tell everybody who is in the Philadelphia area where they can come see you.
Kung Fu Necktie, August 14th, Evening River Band Record Release Show. That's upstairs at Kung Fu Necktie.
Upstairs.
Awesome.
The dreaded upstairs of the Kung Fu Necktie.
Kung Fu Necktie. What kind of name? That's a pretty awesome name.
It is a pretty cool name.
Are you going to name your firstborn that?
Nope.
you heard it here first. Great news. That's great. So anything you guys want to talk about before we dive right in?
No, I think I'm good. I've been, I downloaded this new app. This has nothing to do with anything.
So sweet. This is the time to do that.
Yeah. Have you guys ever heard of and or used Tinder on your phone?
I've heard great things.
All right.
But I don't have a smartphone.
You're not
I
smart?
I have a very dumb phone.
All right.
My phone is borderline retarded.
Tinder is awesome. So I actually deleted my other dating apps on my phone because I'm tired of this. This is stupid and I should go meet real people. And then somebody was like, you should really try Tinder. I'm like, all right, I'll try Tinder. I feel like a god among mortals. It's so awesome. Basically, what it does is it takes your Facebook and you have your Facebook page, your Facebook picture, and it's an app that basically lets you go through everyone's Facebook who has Tinder as well, and you look at their picture and you just say yes, I want to meet you, or no, I don't, and like you just like nope, don't like you, yes, yes, no, no, yes, no, yes, no, right?
Sure.
Then, if someone else had happened to also say yes to you as well, then the Tinder will tell you that both of you said yes to each other, and then you can start kind of chatting from there. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been on there for like a day, and I've already met like three different people.
Sweet.
Like chatting back. Like the other sites.
Are you going to whore it up and be like, yes, all three, let's do this shit?
I mean, yes, but I mean, so
I mean, three dates, not like a massive orgy. I mean, you do what you do.
Just be you, man.
Start with the 3 days.
Here's this orgy brought to you by Tinder. There's a plug.
There it is. We need to get that sponsorship. I'll look into it.
I think it's really good for people who have like low self-esteem more than anything else. Because a lot of people tend to think, oh, nobody likes me. No one likes how I look or whatever. But you can say, oh, I like this person, And then the other person will tell you whether or not they like you based on your, you know.
But it's definitely based completely on appearance.
Yes, 100%.
But that's important.
But yes, still.
You don't want to, you know, talk to somebody and it's like fucking catfish bullshit where they have like the wrong picture up and you go meet them and they're like 9,000 pounds and
or what,
not even
or
close.
What was that, moon face or whatever? So, you know.
I think it was pie face.
That you met that one. But
I didn't meet her. That's just what my roommates called her. Anyway, the people have no idea what this conversation is about. Anyway,
Pie Face is in the tags. The return of Pie Face is the name of the episode.
Sorry, unless you're dating her. Now I feel bad. So anyways.
He will not confirm or deny. No. But if you want to see her, Kung Fu Necktie, August 14th.
Groupies. Hashtag groupie. All right, so anyways. It's a really...
Leander has derailed the podcast before it even began.
It's a good site.
So you're
it's
a god
worth
amongst
it.
Men.
I am a god amongst men, yeah, because I get to, you know, I have full power.
That's what you like.
But look, Lou, if you were at a bar, the first thing you would notice is someone's face. Like, that's the first thing you would know. That's the first thing you would be attracted to. And then you start the conversation. Absolutely no different at all.
I agree, because if you don't find the person attractive, you're not going to bother learning how great they are. And you're like, I'll suffer for you.
Right.
You have a point.
Yeah.
Plus, you can see if they're crazy. Crazy's in the eyes.
A little bit.
You can tell if someone's crazy by the picture.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and that smile. Anyways, so that was it. Oh, there's one more thing, real quick. Sure. News. It's more news stuff, but it's for comics and stuff. NijiCon. I told you. I asked you if you heard about it before.
I did not.
So it's NIJICON, NijiCon. Mm-hmm. I was into like one of the top two pop radio stations in this region, and there was like a commercial for like, oh, don't forget to go to NijiCon this weekend, or it'll be at the con this weekend in Philadelphia. So it's a con specifically for the LGBT community.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard of it before in my entire life, which is weird. So basically, the main con is in October. It's October 18th and 19th in Philadelphia. And it's basically just a con dedicated to people that are same-sex relationships, heroes, and all that sort of stuff. Again, I've never heard of it. I can't imagine it can be that big because I don't know that many...
You'd be surprised.
I guess I would be.
You'd be surprised. But...
Maybe happily surprised. So anyway,
we should go and podcast from there.
I might have to. It's my job. Only because you're sending me free of charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sponsored.
Well, I meant we all go.
Oh, well, of course.
No, we'll
and
go.
You sponsor us all.
Yeah, no. Right.
Okay.
You guys need sponsorship.
Right.
Hey, conventions are fun no matter what it is.
They are. This would actually be my first ever. I've never been to a con in my entire life.
No?
No.
So. Never?
Mm-mm. Oh.
Tim and I went to a con.
Oh, man. It was going well until you said whiskey. And then it went swimmingly.
Is that when I got those text messages late at night?
Everybody got text messages late at night.
Okay, anyways, those are my two stories. Tinder and NijiCon. So it's NijiCon.com.
What does that stand for, do you know?
I have no idea.
Fair enough. Look it up, people. We can't do all the fucking work.
Yeah, really. Come on.
I like turning it on the people. They never see it coming. They're like, I'm just listening for 10 minutes and then I tune out.
Well, responsibility. There you go.
I'm in my car. I shouldn't be using my smartphone to look things up.
Crash. Look out for that tree. So, we're going to go into the news, and I don't have, like, a ton of huge stories. There's only one that I super care about, but a lot of little stories, so we'll just blast through them and then see what the fuck happens. So the first news story, which is just kind of cool, Bob Kane, the co-creator of Batman, who's been dead since like 98. Still making news, is going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2015. Does that make him some sort of rock star? How do you feel about that? It seems kind of... late.
just a couple years.
But like, you know, he was a writer and he didn't write a ton of stuff. He created a character and kind of that was it. And
wait, when did he die?
98.
Wow. I mean, it's a legend, right? I mean, if you're
I mean, some people consider him a legend and some people are like, yeah, but didn't other guys help create it and never got credit? And it's always that kind of stuff,
right,
especially in the
right,
olden days. But...
Right. Well, and those guys are alive, so they can say something.
Yeah. True. True.
Yeah, if you're only going to create one thing, I think Batman is probably in the top of the list there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a Hollywood star. Kind of weird. It makes me kind of want to go out there and see what other weird Hollywood stars there
are. They just let anyone.
Yeah, they might be like
one when I'm dead.
You follow the stars down the alley, you're going to find all kinds of shit you never even knew about.
Someone's cooking meth on top of one.
Get off of Ron Jeremy's star, man.
But what if it's Ron Jeremy cooking the meth on top of the star? Well, then it kind of works.
Then that's kind of cool.
Then I want a photo of that.
I'll draw you an artist rendition. How about that?
Nice.
It's as good as it's going to get. So, the big story that I was excited for... Leander, did you check out the Ant-Man rumor that I posted?
And I forgot to look at it.
Alright, well, this is why this is exciting to me. So, the Ant-Man movie, with Edgar Wright leaving as director, which they said was due to... he didn't like the synergy between characters. That was the quote. He didn't like synergy between characters.
Mm-hmm.
The only character you've talked about is Ant-Man.
Right.
So, the rumor mill is that... they were introducing other characters in the movie, and it made no sense, is how he felt, anyways. Okay. They have released details of the movie, which I won't go into because I know a lot of people don't want to know that this soon. But the villain has one other hero that is its main foil, so to speak.
Okay.
Which is Moon Knight.
Shut up.
Seriously.
No way.
It's obscure 70s villain that Moon Knight was his main hero. So the rumor is they wanted to make Moon Knight make an appearance in the movie, and it really didn't gel, and Edgar Wright was like, this doesn't make sense kind of thing, and he was like, split. Does that mean new director, still Moon Knight? Does it mean the internet's stupid, no Moon Knight? We don't know. But it's hilarious, because everyone knows my insane love of Moon Knight. So when I'm reading the Ant-Man news, man, before even the reveal, I'm like, it's Moon Knight. There's like 9 more paragraphs to read through, and I'm like, it's Moon Knight. Obscure 70s villain? I know who that is. I have my Marvel 2-in-1 from 1976. I know what shitty villain this is.
My goodness.
Moon Knight and the Thing fought him. It's not the Thing.
Right, can't be the Thing.
So, perhaps I've said too much. But that's the general feel. So, Ant-Man still going forward, doesn't have a director that's like definite, I don't believe. Or doesn't, I don't know, I don't remember. But how do you feel about that? How do you feel about Ant-Man possibly, because you know I'm just excited.
I know.
But that aside, like, introducing more characters... Do you do it in the Ant-Man movie? Do you make Ant-Man a comedy? What is the... Because the character, the villain is described as kind of like that Hammer character that, what's his name, played in Iron Man 2?
Justin Hammer.
Yes, Justin Hammer. He's like that kind of millionaire kind of...
Okay.
Kind of evil villain character. Evil company behind it, that kind of a story.
Is it Michael... I heard Michael Douglas?
Yes.
Was Hank Pym?
Hank Pym. And then Paul Rudd is the Scott Lang Ant-Man. So the theory is it's supposed to be like a thief kind of movie. So it's Paul Rudd stealing all this shit from Hank Pym, who probably works for this company that is head up by this dude, who one time fought Moon Knight in the 70s.
Just saying.
But I would love to see Moon Knight. I don't know if I want to see him in a comedy movie, but he's schizophrenic and insane, so maybe that would work. But I was so excited at the sheer possibility that it could actually happen.
I feel like if the director is concerned that they're just mashing characters into it, I think that's something that like Marvel wants to stay away from, because they don't want to do that too much and just be like, okay, well, everything's rolling good. We have so many successful movies, but you don't want to get to the point where like everyone wants to see everybody. Just throw them all in there, because if you just kind of saturate it, then maybe people are going to get burned out. And like, okay, what 6 characters are we going to see in this one?
Right.
So I think they do have to make it. I mean, some people, you want to see as many characters as possible, but you know,
well,
you got to make it make sense, and you got to keep the consistency of the movie up there. Or it's just going to get silly.
If I get, like, a cameo and nothing else, I'm still happy. You know? I feel like... A good example is Arrow. Because Arrow has, like, character of the week. But at the same time, it's, like, obscure character or major character. But it's done on a scaled-down version that makes sense in their universe. So half the time I'm watching an episode, and halfway through I'm like, oh, that's supposed to be that dude. But they, I feel like they steal a lot of Batman villains for that show, because it's like he needs normal people to fight. He has a fucking bow and arrow,
right?
So, right. But that's my example. Like, I just feel like getting things out there, because Moon Knight's a pretty popular character now. He's gone up, of course. He's had Bendis and Warren Ellis write him, and he's in Original Sin. He's a part of that. So I feel like they're trying to raise certain characters' profile. They've raised Nova by throwing him in a kids' cartoon. They're like, we want kids to fucking know who the hell this is,
right?
I mean, for guys our age, it's like, we knew who Firestar was because there was a fucking cartoon. Nobody knew who Firestar was before that.
Right.
So there is some semblance of genius behind Disney now having these movies, which I feel like every fucking time we're talking about Disney and their fucking maniacal mouse ears and what they're doing, but I don't know. But I'm excited to see it. Hopefully something comes out of it. If not, what the fuck.
Yeah.
Just give me a throwaway line where Mark Spector's there.
Yeah, it'll be... Mark Spector will be mentioned, I'm sure, in some form or fashion. Whether it be a rival corporation or something. Who knows?
Something, I hope.
But they pushed the release date back, right? and they...
They did.
Because of all the changes.
Yep.
So it's going to be a while.
There's a lot of changes. I mean, there's a new... They've gotten a new writer for Doctor Strange. Certain things are starting there. But it's like, I don't want to just overwhelm everybody with this. I'd rather wait till that's a little more concrete to go over that. But
And I'm sure, like, the profession, you know, it's a profession. But, like, if I was a director, I'm like, this movie is associated in some way with Avengers, which is a top-selling movie. I just, like, I'm going to deal with it. Throw as many characters you want. I don't care. But give me some, you know, drugs and I'll just... make it through this, because I'm going to get paid after this movie is done.
Oh, man. I don't know. These guys aren't, like, hurting for a paycheck, you know? I'm sure Edgar Wright isn't, like, you know, one movie away from the welfare line. Like,
no, definitely not.
If he's doing that, there's probably some reason. Yeah, okay. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, maybe it's exactly what he said. Maybe it's exactly what the rumors are and what he said, where it's like, I like it, but I can't make it work. You don't want to work with me, I'm out.
Right.
A lot of directors have integrity. Something we're not as familiar with, I know.
I heard a lot of that stuff about the Hulk movie, like the Marvel Hulk movie with Ed Norton.
Right.
That he had, like, artistically wanted to film some really dark scenes, like he tries to shoot himself as the Hulk. And
it doesn't work.
And it just, you know, as soon as the bullet hits him, his head, like, hulks turns out, and then he just goes right back. And, like, it's some pretty dark stuff, so they cut a lot of that from the movie.
I like that movie a lot.
But
too.
Then they actually mention it in the Avengers when what's the new guy?
Ruffalo.
Oh, I hate him.
Do you?
I hate him so much.
Really?
He's the worst actor.
Really?
Yeah, he's a terrible actor.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen him in so many things, and it's like hit or miss for me, but I don't think he's terrible.
I mean, has he ever acted, though? Have you ever seen a movie where he's not truly just like... You wouldn't run into him in the cafeteria and he'd be the exact same dude. Like, yeah, he's Bruce Banner. He's saying smart sounding things, but I'm not buying it. It just sounds like...
There was one movie I saw where he was like banging his neighbor's wife.
Yeah, with...
And then the dude from 6 Feet Under and Sports Night was the dude, and the other dude, I forget.
It was a really specific story.
Sure. Yeah, no. But then that
was there HBO? It was like an HBO original
no,
movie?
No, it was an actual movie. Yeah, I'm sure it was released somewhere. Canada, maybe. But no, he's banging the dude's wife, and then the dude finds out he's banging his wife, so he bangs his wife, and then the wife loses her shit and drives her and her kids onto the train track, and the train kills everybody.
Okay, no, I didn't see that one.
It's a very dark movie.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? And I was sucked in, and I watched the whole fucking movie, and I'm like, what the fuck?
But I don't know, that's not much of a stretch. Like, Mark Ruffalo's a dude who bangs his neighbor's wife. No way!
He's in that new HBO thing where he's a gay dude with AIDS, that whole AIDS shit.
Is that's just that's how you get, like, street cred these days? You're like, I did the gay dude with AIDS role. Okay,
I don't know.
I did it. I'm an actor now.
I don't know.
I was a gay dude with AIDS.
The gay dude with AIDS.
Kissed a guy. You're Oscar bait.
Oh my gosh.
I should be a
huge movie star by then.
Got to work on the AIDS thing.
Got to work on the AIDS.
Tinder. Tinder. Help me out.
Do the orgy. Do the orgy. Get the AIDS.
Oh, jeez. That was horrible.
It is. I did catch, like, 10 seconds of that show, and I was like, oh, this is terrible. Because, like, it's so accurate with, like, the end of, like, the AIDS part. And I'm like, oh, this is horrible. I don't want to watch this. This is depressing. But good for you for making this movie. Speaking of Mark Ruffalo, there is talk of doing a solo Hulk movie with him. Disney's like, we kind of think maybe we want to do that. It's basically the gist of it. Like, yeah, no, you're good. You're in the Avengers. People liked you. You had a lot of good lines. Movie? Maybe. That's exactly the news for that.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I even mention this? I guess I do now because we brought it up.
The Hulk character is really good. Like, him, like, whenever he hulks out, he'll be fine. So, like, yeah, just as long as he hulks out and most of the movie is about the actual Hulk that we all like, that punches Thor, we're all going to be happy about that.
Yeah. But
it could be good. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I don't dislike Mark Ruffalo. I did love the Ed Norton movie, though. Mm. I thought that was great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
So, we'll see. And Tim Roth was awesome. But whatever, Disney's going to do whatever it fucking wants with its mouse money, so we're fine. I'm pretty sure they own us, like I said. So. Next news story, Robert Englund. You like Robert Englund?
Yeah.
Robert Englund at...
better actor than Mark Ruffalo.
Much better actor. He is going to
do... That range.
That range of Freddy.
And guy who owns a strip club in that zombie porno stripper movie.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Didn't say it wasn't.
Chicago Horror Convention, August 5th. Anybody in the Chi-Town area is going to want to check this out if you like Robert Englund. Robert Englund is doing his final appearance as Freddy Krueger. He will never do another movie as Freddy Krueger. This is his last appearance. He will be in full costume, full makeup, full everything, and you can get a photo with him for the outrageous price of $365 or something. But it is the final time that you can do this with with him. So it's kind of cool. I mean, I think Freddy Krueger's franchise is pretty dead. The Jackie Earl Haley, whatever the fuck, his thing didn't really take off. So last chance. Robert Englund.
I'm actually fairly tempted. I grew
$300, man.
I grew up on Jason and Freddy, and I love horror movies. Like, and that, it just got me into it, and I used to watch it as a kid all the time. I love fear. I love what the movies can do, and so I've always grew up with the horror, and that's my entry point was Freddy Krueger and Jason, Friday the 13th. So, you know, I have an attachment.
No doubt. I'm not doubting that. It's just that, you know, a photo with Robert Englund is like one of the most common commodities on the planet. Like,
but as Freddy?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. Like
movie studio and quality. Here's Freddy. Get your picture with him. He's gonna pretend he's biting your head. You know?
But like I said, I've never been to a con before.
Right. Okay.
You know, I'm a kid that didn't grow up with, you know, doing that sort of stuff. So this is my last chance to do such a thing.
Yeah. Like, so, just go in the cons. It's like you got your Shatner and your, you know, Captain Picard autographs at like maybe $100, and then everyone else is like $50, $30. And I've always felt weird paying to take a picture with people. Like, I've never
right.
done it.
Right.
Like, I've gotten autographs. I've gotten things signed for other people. And I did it once for myself, and it was a bad experience.
Yeah.
And I just really feel awkward about, like, oh, you're giving me a picture. The service you're providing is, I know who you are, and you're giving me a picture of yourself and writing on it, and I'm just paying you money. Or, like, I'm getting a picture with you. And that's just the part of thing. That's the thing about cons I'm not cool with.
I can see that.
Every con's different. I mean, some of them are like, you know, pay for the picture, pay for the autograph. Like, I got an autograph for a buddy, and I got a free picture with Tony Todd, the Candyman. Because I got this. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I get a free picture with the Candyman, and I get to get this for my buddy. Awesome. It was like a birthday present. I'm like, this is win-win.
That's funny.
Because he was a huge Star Trek fan. And Tony Todd played, like, Worf's brother or something. So it was, like, picture of Klingon.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the time that I did the picture where I tweaked his nipple and he put me in a headlock. That's another story. That's neither here nor there. Tony Todd put me in a headlock.
Oh, man.
But I was drunk. So.
Good. But you paid for the picture, though.
I paid for the autograph. The picture was free.
Okay.
Free memories. I have to find that picture. But, that's the thing. Every con's different, where it's like you're paying fuck ton of money for Shatner, you know. But then, like, I met the dude who played Boba Fett, and it's like, if I had just asked for a picture, he would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he sat there and talked to me for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. So those are the coolest, if you just, like, meet the guys. Like, I took a piss next to Colonel Ty from Battlestar Galactica. That was pretty cool.
That's great.
Nice.
I'll take that to my grave. Moment. Top 10. Top 15 moment.
So that's when you take pictures, Lou. That's when you take pictures.
I ain't paying for this one. But I know where I can sell it.
Lou has a new job at TMZ. Like, he gets the dick pics.
SciFiStarDickPics.com.
He just drinks a lot of water and goes to cons.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I don't know, but if you're in Chicago and you love Freddy to death, this is your chance to get this one-of-a-kind thing that will never happen again, supposedly. I mean, right. I've met Robert Englund for all of 10 seconds. Nice guy. He was like, hi, how are you? I like what you do. Goodbye. And, you know, he was a sweet guy. I've never heard a bad thing about the guy. And that's enough of a memory for me. But, like, if I was, like, diehard, Freddy Krueger is my whole life.
Right.
Somewhat sad, I think.
It would.
But, then, yes, this would definitely be for me, the trip to Chicago and all of that. So... I like that things like this exist. I don't like the price tag attached.
Yeah.
Unless that's it's unfortunate. Like, unless it's paying for the prop, like if they're like, this is his original props.
Yeah, right.
That's the only exception in my eyes.
I think about, like, you know, obviously I have misgivings about Penn, but it's like, these guys aren't, like, making Robert Downey Jr. money. Like, a lot of them...
This is it.
You know.
Con circuit.
Con circuit. Mm-hmm. So, like, if cameos. You look at it, they're making a living that way.
Right.
So it's kind of like...
We gotta help Freddie one last time.
you hear it, Chicago. Help them out. He's got bills too.
He's one $300 autograph away from the welfare line, right behind
Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright.
Maybe they'll make a movie together when they meet in the welfare line. That's great. So yes, August 8th.
We
in
should
Chicago.
Play gay guys with AIDS.
Yeah, we'll make so much money.
We'll have nightmares. It'll be great.
Nightmares.
So next story, Nathan Edmondson is a writer who a lot of people love and hate. I think he's a cool guy. He will be writing a new Deathlok series. It's not surprising at all that Deathlok gets a number one issue with his success on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Edmondson said that he promises it'll be something new, it'll have something for the old folks that like old school Deathlok, but it will not be the version from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 100% will not be that version.
Hmm.
Which kind of makes sense, because the last time Deathlok appeared, I think it was like a big plot device where it's like, he couldn't control himself and he blew up like Avenger Mansion. He's like fighting all the Avengers. Overpowered Deathlok. That's the last time I remember seeing him.
Yeah, he was an X-Men. He was an X-Men.
Yeah, whatever. But, anyways, he's not doing the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. version, which makes sense because it wouldn't work in the regular continuity that Deathlok has established. Do you like the character of Deathlok?
I remember him in some of the older stuff. And I'm indifferent. I don't have a strong feeling about
it. Do you care about Deathlok at all, Lou?
Well, Edmondson, he's the guy doing Punisher right now.
He's doing Punisher right now, and he's doing something else.
Then I don't think I care.
Yeah. Not a big fan of
Punisher really put that bad of a taste in your mouth?
I don't know. Like, what else has he worked on?
He hasn't done a lot. He's newer. He's a younger guy. Whenever I think of him, he's doing something else that's big right now, and I can't think of what it is. I know he's doing the original Sins, not the main one, but
I don't like the original Sins.
No, so maybe you're just not that guy.
Yeah.
Everybody's hit or miss with him. I like him personally as a dude, because I remember he was working at DC when the New 52 happened. He had Grifter, which was not a big book at all. Clearly, probably not going to succeed. So he went to the internet and he had like this whole campaign like, look, the book might get canceled if you like it. Which clearly, we're right there, support the book. And he had, like, this big campaign. Like, it wasn't, like, save my job. It was sure. Like, if you want this, now's the time. And I like that. I like that he communicated with everybody. It wasn't, like, right. You know, the usual, I'm over here with Bendis, blah, 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 kind of tweets, you know? Yeah. It's none of that shit.
Did it work?
No. It got canceled. It lasted, like, an extra 3 issues.
Yeah.
Because it ended at, like, a weird point. It's like, let's try. No, let's not.
Yeah.
But anyways, some people really like Edmondson. I'm kind of indifferent to him. I think he's hit or miss. But I like him as a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Deathlok getting a series kind of goes to show you that anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Because Deathlok has widely been a plot device. Even in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., he's kind of a plot device. So
I mean, he had a book in the 90s, right?
He had a book in the
90s. I'm recalling hollow foil covers.
Yeah, he was like... In the 70s, he was used just a little bit. 70s, 80s, he had, like, small little mini-series kind of runs. They were really good.
Right.
But you got to remember, black character, 70s, 80s, it's, like, all old white guys writing it. It comes back to that. You didn't see strong black characters. You didn't see strong gay characters. You don't see anything that you would see now.
Mm-hmm.
And Deathlok was kind of like, but he's, like, a cyborg. So it's like, no, we'll use him. And,
I didn't even know he was black. I thought his, like, skin was all burned off.
Yeah, but then he had, like, flashbacks of his family.
But he was black. Yeah, he was black. So I think that's part of it. But he did have the 90s series. I think it ran, like, 30 issues or something. And it, like, just couldn't really last. He didn't have a lot. Like, they tried to give him his own characters. And it just was like, ugh. He's a plot device. He doesn't have villains, you know? Right.
Which is why it's so shocking that he was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It was very shocking, but it worked.
But it worked.
It worked, yeah. So we will see. That's the show where you have mentions of Mark Spector. That's the one you do it in.
That's true. That is a very good point. Whatnot, yeah. So.
But if it all comes together full circle, I'm happy. Will Wheaton Project. Will Wheaton Show. Have you seen the Will Wheaton Show?
No.
Have you seen the Will Wheaton Show? It's on...
I don't even know who Will Wheaton is. Who's
Will Wheaton?
Wesley Crusher.
On Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Oh, yeah, of course I know that guy. Why would I not know that?
Well, he's like... he's a great guy. He's like king of the nerds now. His show is on... I think it's on Sci-Fi. And I've caught bits of it. It's pretty funny. There's a clip that has been a hit on the interwebs, which he did a new intro for Game of Thrones. But it's to the Brady Bunch music. And it is, hilarious, and it's great. And the best part of it is after they play the whole thing, he goes, "I can't wait for the episode where they go to Hawaii." So it's a very good show. I just wanted to mention it so people could go look it up if you like Game of Thrones. Of course, there's spoilers in it. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones, why would you even click on this, you fucking idiots? I always hate that. Like, there's spoilers in it. Why did you post it? Because if you have, like, never watched this, why are you watching it now?
You should never see a single post of anything that has Game of Thrones in it if you plan on watching it.
I don't even, like, go through my fucking page on Facebook because it's all spoilers. Like, I'm trying to catch up on Arrow, and I'm like, I already know everything that happens because of fucking memes and bullshit.
That's so weird. I guess I don't have friends like that. I don't watch TV, but I don't have friends who post anything about TV shows.
Some of my friends do, and it's usually not them. It's like, I'm on Capes and Scales. I'm looking for a news story to tell people about. Oh, look, some asshole posted a meme of what happens at the end of season two of this and this and this. And so, fuck you, other people on the internet. there is a new picture out that is high quality, the first high quality picture of Shredder from the new Ninja Turtle movie.
Hmm.
How do you guys feel about the new Ninja Turtle movie? Are you excited? Are you like, ugh, Michael Bay? Or
I originally was like really like, man, Michael Bay is going to get it and he's going to ruin it and do the thing that Michael Bay always does. I mean, this is the Turtles. This is something that we all grew up with. And then like I walked in on someone watching the end of Turtles 2 and Vanilla Ice was like rapping.
That's my favorite part.
It was like, I'm like, what is there really to ruin that hasn't been done? Like,
Ninja,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, oh, Michael Bay's gonna sell out the Turtles. I'm like, well, they've pretty much been sold out since 1994, so
pretty much.
I was like, what am I even mad about, man?
Like,
there were toys and sleeping bags and, like, just just do whatever with the Turtles. It doesn't matter.
They were originally dark. They drank. They swore. And then they got turned into the kid-friendly version we love.
Right? Yeah. By, like, 1989.
Like, they were instantly sold out in that respect.
Yeah. And I recently reread the, like, original the original stuff, the Turtle stuff, because I hadn't read it since I was a kid. And it is really good. But even by, like, the middle of the original run, which I didn't even get to, but you look at the covers of like by number 25 and 26, it's just like wacky, you know, kid stuff. So, you know, just, whatever.
Because money, why not?
Yeah.
I would sell out for much less. Much, much less. If anybody needs me to sell out, you let me know. but I liked the picture of the Shredder. He looked pretty badass. I don't know how I'm going to feel about the movie, but I will check it out. There's, like, no hype for it, because they're like, we want to talk about Transformers first. That's first. Like, there's no hype for Turtles. Right. Like, it comes out the 3rd of August. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy is everywhere. That comes out the 1st, and it's like, there is no hype for Turtles at all. It's going to be like, Transformers comes out, and then Turtles everywhere, I think. I don't know if that's a good move or not, but...
When is the new Power Rangers coming out? Or has that hasn't even started?
I don't even think that started filming or anything.
Okay.
I would love that if it was dark, because I've never given two shits about the Power Rangers.
Nor should you. I mean, if there was ever a more obvious way to just try to sell toys, that was it. Like,
I just feel like every generation needs its Voltron, needs its Power Rangers. It needs its Japanese robots that turn into some other robot. That's all it needs. Every generation needs that. But Michael Bay, Turtles, it might be good. I'm sure it'll have a million explosions.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're going to watch it regardless of anything, because we have to talk about
it. I don't know. Sure. I've never seen a Transformers movie.
Good man. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't do it.
I saw the poster.
Don't do it.
The new posters in the movie theater is Optimus Prime riding a dinosaur Dinobot, I guess, with a sword.
Yeah.
Why does a guy made of... completely of metal need like a sword.
Yeah, well, you know, there's reasons. I saw the preview was on the X-Men or the X-Men trailer.
Yep.
I liked it. I liked that trailer.
Yeah.
When he came in, and it was pretty badass when he came in.
Does it explain the sword? Is he like...
No, but it explains why he needs more than just what he is a little bit.
I don't care for these movies, but I'm not going to rag on them. Like, I see the appeal to other people. Mm-hmm. It's just... And it goes back to like you're saying, like, don't bastardize my childhood. Well, the Transformers cartoon was pretty tame, too.
Right.
I mean, it had moments where people got killed and, like, they edited them. Like, it was, they're like, yeah, no, Optimus Prime, he's dead in the movie. And then, like, kids cry everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, well, Duke's not dead in the G.I. Joe movie. Add a tag in there. Like, no, he's fine. He's out of coma. I'm like, okay, whatever. But Michael Bay, I'm not a fan, so I don't know.
No, he has one good movie, The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
I agree. Hmm. It's nothing but explosions.
Yeah.
He had two trailers at the beginning of the X-Men movie, and I started counting the explosions, and I got tired. I got tired. That's fucking TNT show about the ship, and then something else, the Transformers, and like I'm just like, I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it.
Well, hopefully this will turn out to be something good. Maybe.
Probably not. So,
go ninja. So much for not ragging on it.
Go ninja, go. Yeah, no, it'll be fun. this is a quick little blurb. There's a company called Her Universe. They do clothing designed for women. They have the
where is this going, by the way? Where did our podcast go all of a sudden? We're talking about women's clothing all of a sudden.
They get the rights to stuff. They make like high-end clothes. But here's what was cool about it, and I would love to see this in like a shirt, just a general shirt. They have a shield shirt. It's like a tank top, and it glows in the dark, and when you're in the dark, it turns into like a Hydra symbol over the... I'm like, that is the greatest thing ever. Oh, make that in a regular shirt for fat guys, and I'm in. Because it's like real faint. Like the shield symbol kind of goes away, and it's real faint Hydra over the shields. I'm like, that is brilliant.
That is pretty really cool. Awesome. You made up for what you started off with.
It always goes. You gotta trust somewhere. Him, man. He's gonna bring it around.
I always do. Leander's like, women.
This is the dumbest podcast ever.
Women. Clothes.
Tim, you got four words to bring this around to something comic related, or I'm fucking out of here, bro.
And you did it.
And my last news story is just funny.
Oh, shit.
Crossover books. How do you guys feel about crossover books? And I'm talking about, like, Spawn Batman, Archie and Kiss. Like, there's always a fucking this company's property and this company's property. Mash them up in some horrible plot device that makes no sense.
Never.
Sometimes after horrible plot device, you get good story.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
JLA Avengers. A lot of people like that.
Right.
I liked Batman Aliens. I thought it made sense. Whatever. Spawn Batman, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's always these kinds of things. Archie meets the Punisher. It fucking happened. So, Batman Judge Dredd, that's a decent one. But, like, that should never fucking happen.
Right.
G.I. Joe Transformers, Conan, Red Sonja, all these things.
All right. You got us there.
So, how do you guys feel about these kind of books? Because there's a new one that I thought was like, why? And I'll get to that in a second. But how do you feel about these kind of books in general?
I haven't liked a single one, so.
No?
No, not
they're just
one.
Never for you?
No.
I think the last one I actually read was like The Silver Surfer and some guy from Malibu Comics. And I was like, I don't even remember his name, but it was like some like random jackass got the Infinity Gauntlet. And I was like, no, he didn't. Shut the fuck up.
He found it in a trash can.
What was the guy's name? He looked like Morbius, kind of, but he was just like a douchebag.
Oh, fuck, I remember. Oh, what was his name? I can picture him. Well, we know. You know the douchebag.
Yeah,
you know.
I can't remember, but it's like...
Somewhere the president of Malibu Comics is screaming at the microphone. In his mom's house. In his mom's basement.
So bad. Like some random jerk-off just gets him. Just hanging out there, guys.
Was it Rune?
Yeah, that's
Rune?
The guy.
There it is. Thank you, Rune. Brain. Why was that buried in there? Now I can get rid of it.
Yeah.
Forever.
Rune gets the Infinity Gauntlet and a bunch of garbage.
Happens afterwards.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the best one. Maybe we should find that.
I think I have it. I'll bring it.
Yeah, we should reenact it. We'll do a play.
Nice.
It'll be a video podcast. A vlog. So the newest crossover is Zorro. Because that's hip with the kids, right?
I was actually the biggest Zorro fan.
Don't get me wrong. Zorro had its day, but it's not today. And the Django Unchained. Yes, that is going to be a crossover book.
That's cool.
You like that?
That's way better than Batman and Predator or whatever.
What do you think?
I'm indifferent still.
I'm
going to be emo about this whole situation.
All right. Well, I have no idea how to even know what this will be like. Because Zorro's very cut and dry, you know. And Django is very not.
Django.
I don't know why I sounded so angry.
Django.
Jenga? So it's like, one is like standing up for people, and one is like standing up for people and saying the N-word a lot. But I'm like, I don't know how this is going
to work. I think they are very well suited to team up.
I mean,
I'm excited.
All right. Well, I will add it to my bin. We will read it.
I'll add it too.
I want a
variant cover.
It's Django dressed up as Zorro.
Django.
Whatever. There's a D in there.
I know there's a D in there.
It's a silent D? Who starts with a silent D? Fuck the English language.
What did they say in the movie?
Whatever, man. All I heard was nigger this and nigger that. I was like, whatever.
Dude. It's going to be good.
I feel like that
movie... It's probably not going to be good, but I want it to be good.
I like that movie, don't get me wrong. It was a good movie, but like, I just felt like they're like, let's see what we can make Leonardo DiCaprio say that is just fucking wrong. Mm-hmm. What is the most horrible shit we can get him to say? It might be good. It probably won't be good.
No, probably.
If it is good, it's going to be one of those gems that people are like, man, I should have read that. And then, like, you never see Zorro again. You never see...
Right. No, it's...
Django again.
Stuff like that never works, man. Like, I mean, the characters are kind of like, I see where they're going. They, like, fight injustice in, like, the old, you know, old West.
Western-y.
Yeah, sort of place. So they kind of have the same MO, but, no, it's not going to be good, but.
It should be pretty terrible. It
should be a fun read. Should be a fun read for you guys who like that racist stuff. All right, so.
That's right. We like that they're racist stuff. Yeehaw!
This is what I put up with on the podcast.
Wait, is that a racist thing? Zorro and Django?
No, of together. Course not.
It's not your turn to talk, Leander. We will point at you.
Oh, jeez. That's why it's my job to throw as much gay and black Hispanic things out as possible, because you guys would just overrun.
That's what Django and Zorro is. The black Hispanic thing.
Yeah.
This one's for you, man.
This is right up your alley.
Is that what it is?
No.
Not even
it's
close.
Not.
Zorro may have
let's
been
take,
gay.
Let's, what's the...
No.
Maybe.
No, huh. He had
could have been.
He had female people.
In the movies, yeah.
Yeah,
movies,
yeah. But that's like... He never did in the old show.
Didn't he make out with Senorita once?
Maybe once. Maybe. He tried it once. And from there on... Like never saw it again. I'm just saying. I think the horse got more action.
Moving along. Stop ruining my childhood. You're like Michael
Bay.
Go back.
Go back and watch it, and you ruin it yourself. So that's it for the news. Would you like to talk about any of the books you brought, Leanne?
I wrote a lot of books, but I'm not going to really talk about all of them.
That's fine.
Let's see.
We don't want to fucking hear you anymore.
No. I mean, we're all on board. Original Sin is good.
Original Sin is amazing.
I mean, what they did in issue number 4, I'm not that happy about.
But
only
it's
because,
okay.
Only because...
Issue 3 was so good.
Yes, issue 3 was amazing. The only thing I didn't like is that I figured it out a little sooner than I would have liked. I already knew, like in issue 2, like, I bet this is what's going to happen. I told you that. I thought this was going
to
happen.
And then I lied to you.
And then you lied to me to my face.
Which I do.
Which you're used to. I'm
That's
used
kind
to
of
now.
My bag.
I'm kind of used to you.
Because I'm like, I don't want to spoil it for him. I'll just pretend that he's wrong, even though he's telling me the exact thing that happens. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe that's not what happened.
He's got a serious, like, poker face.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with my poker face.
But nonetheless, I think Original Sin is still going to go strong. And even though that happened, even though I figured that part out, we're only number 4 of 8. So there's still more going on that I don't know what's happening about.
I feel like this is the Jason Aaron book we've been waiting for so long.
Yeah.
Since Scalped.
So,
I hated that book right there.
Scalped. I'm not going to give any spoilers on
Scalped.
Original Sin. I want you guys to read it on your own. So read Original Sin and continue to
read it.
It's good.
It's very good.
Yeah. X-Men, I'm sad.
I hated that book.
I'm so sad.
I read it with hatred.
Didn't I tell you? And
yeah.
It all starts with the art. It all starts with the art.
The art was horrible. The art was not good.
It's horrible. And the writing was okay.
This is the book last time you were happy about.
Yes.
You were happy about this last
And
time.
Then the second they changed the artist freaking ruins books. They should stop doing that.
Let me see.
Look at the art's horrible.
The art's pretty bad.
It's horrible.
At times. I mean,
and it makes me not want to look at it. And so
I feel like it's dialed in at times where it's like, this isn't a far shot. Why did you not draw their faces? Why did you make them like vague block characters? There are times where I'm like, they're not that far away. Could you not draw their fucking faces on? Like, you lazy bastard. Unless he was like a last minute replacement, like the other dude.
Yeah, like what happened?
Shot to death
did people die?
Something?
Yes, people had to have died
for
this to go from so great to now it's mediocre.
And it's Brian Wood still writing it. But, like, I was not thrilled.
No.
At all.
No.
But I'm sticking to my guns that this could be the story that turns it around for Jubilee.
And not with that art. Not with that art. Look. So let's go ahead and kill that guy
rises,
off.
What rises from bad art? Jubilee.
I mean, I've definitely seen
Jubilee's
worse.
Always,
but...
Jubilee's always been downhill because art-wise, because she started with Jim Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You start with Jim Lee, it's a downhill slope.
Yeah. So, anyways, I did think the ending to Brumo Superior at the end was okay.
That
I like
good.
That. That was really good.
Yeah, the little side
There's
story.
There's a side story in the back that I really liked. And I think it ended well. And the art's still good. Is this a different art? Or is this the same artist?
I don't think it's a different artist.
Because they look better. Anyways, keep reading X-Men because Jubilee's in it. And hopefully Brian Wood will pull it around.
I feel like he'll have some sort of good ending, but...
And this is my Lou book. This is what I brought, my Lou book. It's my favorite book. So, it's the X Factor. As soon as I grabbed it off the shelf, I'm like, oh, Lou! This is all Lou all day.
All day long.
He could do Gambit so well. I bet Lou could pull off Gambit, like, flawlessly. He needs to grow his hair a little bit longer.
I have a lot of faith in Lou.
For the listeners, I'm going to describe this cover. All new X Factor, number 9. It's Gambit just in a bed with a naked chick. And he's got 4 aces of hearts.
And he's got way more abs than a normal human being.
And, yeah, he always has, though. He's always had two extra abs.
2 extra abs.
He always has.
So sexy.
And it says, my superpower? I'm irresistible to women. So I don't know why Leander thought
that,
this
that's
was me.
Lou. Immediately, okay. I think Lou immediately when I see this.
I think the big red flag is all the pink on the sheets there. The red bloody sheets there.
Oh, maybe she's not telling him something.
Gambit, he takes care of the Red Wings, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I'll explain it to you later.
Yeah, Gambit. Thank you. I'm like, what are we talking about? This must be something that you guys have to deal with. So...
It's not so bad.
Anyways.
You know what? Red Wings can't be in the title because it's been in the title before. That's this podcast, okay?
Well, thanks for thinking of me, man.
Yeah, anytime. It went straight to you. I thought it was good. I'll do that some other time. I actually picked up Mighty Avengers because I've been trying my best to not be a stereotypical black person and pick up Mighty Avengers because it's an all-black team. But
was it good?
It was really good because it was based off Original Sin. It's an Original Sin tie-in. And because of that, I really liked it. Because
you and I had glanced at this book, and I'm like, I feel like this is exploitation, where it's like black characters thrown together for the sake of their black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had no fucking point.
Right, right.
So you're saying this was way better?
This is probably even a better way of kind of getting yourself into it. This is Mighty Avengers number 11, tie-in to the Original Sin. It kind of gives you more of a history, too, of like a black character kind of group that was in the past that kind of has tie-ins to the Mighty Avengers today. So I thought it was actually really good. And the secrets that come out of it, because, you know, Original Sin
secrets.
Is all about secrets.
It's all about the secrets.
Yeah, so this one was really good.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know if just having an all-black, an all-anything team is, like, exploitation. I don't know. I think it's cool.
And
realistic, right? Like, I mean... Like, the Wu-Tang Clan's all black, right? You got an all-black rap group.
I could have defended you, but it was way better to have awkward silence.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like the Wu-Tang Clan. It's like vampires. This guy looks like Shaft.
Oh, shit.
It just felt like... Because it wasn't like a lot of good black characters.
Right, really.
It's like,
no.
Who do we got left over?
Yeah, but like most teams have a couple crappy guys on it.
Yes, a couple.
Right. Well, I want to say, but I didn't read it. I haven't read this, so
yet.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
keep,
know if the characters
why
are good
you
or
keep
not.
That, and you can read it and tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
I thought it was good because of the tie-in, specifically because of the tie-in, and it goes back to the Uncanny X-Men special. This number, part 1 of 3, no end in sight.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Don't even pick it up.
I won't.
Not even worth it. I don't know why they thought that was a good idea.
Because they can charge $4.99 and call it special.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's Marvel, not Disney. You can tell what's old school Marvel. Yeah. And what's Disney?
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
They're like, it's already set to go, man. Let's set it up.
Anyways, I'm going to end it here, because there's a lot to talk about. But, you know, we're already like, what, we're at 5 hours, I think, right?
No. 5 hours. No.
Yeah, no, pretty much. 5 hours.
Well, I read 2 books for the podcast, and I hated them both.
Uh-oh.
And I went with obscure stuff, because I knew you guys like your Marvel DC stuff. I got The Wicked and the Divine, which is a new Kieran Gillen book from Image, and I got Thomas Alsop, which is a Boom book.
Digging deep today.
I did. I went deep on this one. The Wicked and the Divine had a lot of hype around it, and Kieran Gillen, or Gillen, or however the fuck you say his name, has been a hot artist, or writer, as of late. This book bored me to tears. I thought it was fucking terrible. It's about gods and things like that, but it didn't make a whole lot of sense. The best part of it is there's a chick who's maybe the devil, maybe Lucifer, snaps her fingers and blows up people's heads. I'm like, well, the art saved me for 2 panels, and that's about it. I expected good things and was bored to death from it. I like this one better, Thomas Alsop, which is a weird story, which is very kind of Hellraiser, Constantine kind of story. So it was like, I've seen this before. I don't necessarily need to see it again. I like the art. I'm sure Leander would hate it. It is like a watercolory Ben Temple Smith kind of style. But it's about, like, Indians curse this guy back in the day, and his family is cursed to have this ability. Don't fall over with the art.
Hold on, wait.
His family is cursed. It's different.
I like this kind of style.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Although, that picture, there's just like a naked dude
Lou
playing a bass.
It is Lou.
Hey, it's me again.
It's Lou again.
Page
is there bloody
two
sheets?
Page two, a naked guy in boots playing a bass in his room by himself. So, there you
so
go.
Basically, ghosts and demon kind of things will pop up on the island of Manhattan, and his family is cursed to
deal with it
for all of eternity. So it goes between his original, his great-great-grandfather or whoever, and him. The story wasn't bad.
Okay.
By no means is it bad.
I'm feeling
it. But if
it.
You've read Constantine, if you've read Hellraiser, you have read these kind of stories before. It's not awful. It might get great. It's only, I think, an 8-issue mini. But I wasn't blown away. So for me, I'm not, like, insulted that I got it. That's The Wicked and the Divine over here. But it was okay. But it is good to check out Boom and these other companies sometimes when they bring stuff out, because your next big writer could be Chris Miskiewicz. Could be this guy. One day, I might know how to say his name.
One day.
One day. So that is what I have.
All right.
Lou, you said you read something?
Yeah, I brought a book, but the way the conversation's been going, I don't know if I want to show you guys.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Right.
What? Oh, yeah! Snap!
All right.
Damn!
Black Dynamite #2. This is the only new book I had that I'm caught up on that you guys have not reviewed already.
I remember putting that in your bin.
Yeah. Yeah, so, #2.
How old is this?
This just came out.
No, is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Black Dynamite's like, well, #1 came out maybe like 4 months ago.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
issue came out last week, so
okay.
We can see how serious they are about it.
Is it the same writers as the show?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not even
no,
those?
Like the,
is it the same person?
Yeah, that's why I like this cover.
Nice.
Okay, so this cover is awesome. It's just like I could get a poster of this cover on my wall, but it's IDW, so I can't guarantee that you'll ever see this cover again because they make 22 covers for every book. But it's whenever they do something like that, a lot of times I don't think any comedy genre really translates to comic books that well because I've kind of tried to read that stuff before. I've tried to read, like, Simpsons comics and Futurama comics and, like, shows that I love, and then you get the comic.
You get, like, a little bit, but
you,
not really.
You get one laugh and then, like, a bunch of, like, fan fiction type shit. But that said, this doesn't do a bad job. Like, there was some pretty funny stuff in it. I kind of like the artwork. It's got that kind of, like, grainy, we're trying to be retro 70s type look to it, which, I don't know, I'm a sucker for, so... I'm into it, which is why I'm also liking the cover of Mighty Avengers 11 here, because I don't know, I think it's cool, but I would say it's decent. It's a decent attempt to try to get some laughs out of the Black Dynamite franchise.
So,
Go ahead.
By the Comic Soul Authority.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
There's fake code.
There's so much great things going on. Can you read the bottom of that? I can't quite see it with the glare.
He's a powder keg of black fury that's about to explode.
Oh,
well, that's his tag. That's his tagline.
I know. It's still funny. So.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So this is pretty cool. The issue starts out with him being held in Guantanamo Bay by the Man. So just kind of goes from there.
Oh, that's great.
Fantastic.
That's fun.
Good choice, my friend.
Yeah, that's
good choice.
Like, I'm like, what won't they definitely have tomorrow?
Black
Dynamite number two.
Turns out we have that every podcast.
Leander shows me his Black Dynamite every time before he goes, and I'm like, dude, I'm good.
It's ready to explode.
It's a powder keg of Black Fury.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's that kind of podcast, folks.
It is indeed. At least it's turned into that.
So I guess that's it. Thank you guys for coming on, as always.
Anytime.
Anytime. We'll try to put this up quickly.
Yeah, let's put it up today. Let's do it today.
Just everything up today. Yeah. Everything got banked.
It really is. It should go up today. It has to be relevant to the people.
Yeah. People don't want a Black Dynamite number two review 4 months from now when number three is about to come out.
Exactly.
So that wouldn't help.
Or that
is the one case where it would help.
Yeah.
Or to hear about your concert after it's over.
Yeah.
You should go to this concert that's already done.
I could have met Robert Englund. Fuck you, Cakes and Scales.
Yeah, we kind of have to do it today.
It's like you saved him $300.
I saved you money.
You're lost a plane ticket.
This is the past version of me telling the future version of you, don't worry about it.
Whoa,
That was fucking crazy. Conundrum.
You like
crazy.
That shit?
Oh, I gotta tell you about my X Factor number 6 find.
Oh yeah, tell everybody.
Yeah, no, this was, because this never happens. So
never.
I was at the punk rock flea market in Philadelphia, and it's a really cool thing. They do it twice a year. It's on 9th and Spring Garden, and twice a year they do this punk rock flea market, which is kind of a combination of like hipsters selling their old shit out of their house and like dealers, like some comic dealers, some toy dealers, a lot of vinyl dealers. So it's a really cool thing. So I try to go to it because you get really good prices on stuff. So I was walking by and there's this like a hipster dude and two hipster chicks sitting at this table. And they have a bunch of crap that I don't even know what it is, and a pile of comic books. So on top of the pile is X Factor number 6, which is the first appearance of Apocalypse, which is obviously like spiked since, you know, they spoiled him in the new movie.
Yep.
So I see it sitting there. I'm like, no way. So, but there it is. They got a sign on there. It says $1 a piece. So I'm looking through it. I'm like, what else do they got in here? And the dude like sitting at the table turns to the two chicks that are with him, and he's like, figures. First guy's looking at the comics. And he's like, I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. And then he's like, yeah, those are my dad's. They're dollar piece. I don't know anything about them. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I looked through it. So there's some good stuff in there. Stuff that might be like, you know, 60s, 70s books, but nothing like you'd actually want, you know.
Right.
But I'm like, hey, first appearance of Apocalypse for $1. That's pretty great. So I go to buy it, and the dad walks over, and he's like, huh. So, is it worth a fortune? And I was like, oh, I'm not going to lie to you, man. The book's, you know, worth a little bit of money. So, you know, if you want more than $1 for it, he's like, nope, no problem, buddy. You found it. You got it. And then he goes for the old dad handshake.
Dad handshake.
The old dad handshake. Got the old dad handshake. So,
I think
he
could bang his daughter at that point.
You're
got the
to.
Dad handshake.
Or his son.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But.
I don't think I was in good with the son since I bought his dad's old corny comics.
Comics.
First guy of the day.
No, figures.
My comics.
Ugh, figures. Dad gets a sale. Fucking hipster.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, but it was cool because usually, you know, that never happens. You never just find a key book at a yard sale or at a flea market. Like, it never happens. So
never.
I was really happy about that. Plus, it was a book I wanted, so.
There it is.
Well,
yeah, it's at least a $40 book now. It's probably going to skyrocket even higher.
Yeah.
I've seen it between 40 and 60. It's going to be one of them like $100 books soon. So.
Yeah, and that was something I wouldn't want to pay that price for. Not because it's not cool, but because, you know, it is.
Mm.
But, yeah, getting for $1, pretty good stuff.
Decent condition?
It's probably like a 6'5". Okay. So not bad.
Probably still get money more than a dollar.
More than a dollar.
Definitely. Definitely.
Nice. It's in that $20 range at least, so you're good.
Well, congratulations, Lou.
Thanks, man.
You are the champion.
My friend.
You
didn't say it, I was going to say it.
I spent $3 that day. I got a $25-$30 comic book, a David Bowie pin, and a Wade Boggs folder.
What? Wade Boggs?
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Wow. Well,
next time you go, you let us know.
All right.
Where else but the punk rock?
Yeah, they had a stack of them. I never heard of any of the other players, but it was just a bunch of folders with their baseball cards.
And it was Wade Boggs.
Yeah.
Fantastic. This makes me think of The Simpsons when he couldn't have his sideburns.
What sideburns?
He's got, like, no hair. Well, thank you for listening, and you can get back to us at capesandscowls.com, podcast@capesandscowls.com, like us on Facebook, talk to us on Facebook, send us a message of love. Make sure you check out Lou's band, the Evening River Band. They will have a CD launch party. Will there be CDs?
It's vinyl.
No, is it vinyl?
It's vinyl and download codes. That's what the kids are doing these days.
Nice. The vinyls.
CDs are done, baby.
That's right.
Ooh, baby. All right, so make sure you check that out August 14th. Go see Robert Englund if you want. All right, anything else?
That's
you guys
it.
You good? Thank you for listening.